This is Lynn Hughes in Cimarron. Reading the story about Edward R. Murrow has made me start thinking about the news we hear today. At a time when we listen to the news of the world on our news feeds of choice, a time when we can pick and choose what facts we want to believe or deny, a time when, at any given hour of the day or night, we are bombarded with instant coverage, it's incredibly comforting to remember newscasters like Edward R. Murrow. Many people met Murrow during World War II when he delivered live radio reports from Europe. From there, he continued to cover major, often controversial events making news. His serious demeanor and strong voice gave listeners confidence and the assurance that what they were hearing on the radio was truth. Back in Murrow's day, there were no alternate facts. There were no networks sensationalizing events in order to capture the most listeners. Whether it was using recordings of Joseph McCarthy's lies or delivering eyewitness accounts of German bombings in London, Murrow's voice captivated radio listeners. Murrow later turned to TV coverage, but those early radio broadcasts before started what we know as solid, factual news coverage. He and others like him created a trust, a bond with listeners who waited until the evening broadcast to discover the goings-on in the world far away. That's the kind of news I was raised on. We waited until 6 o'clock, and then my grandparents sat beside their radio to listen to people like Edward R. Murrow. Later, my family waited until 6 o'clock to hear what Chet Huntley and David Brinkley and Walter Cronkite had to fill us in on. So, imagine my shock and horror one summer evening years later, when as I stood on a ladder painting my house, radio playing on the back porch, I heard what my students would call an angry rant coming through the airwaves at news time. That was my introduction to Rush Limbaugh and his biased, angry commentary over the radio. I couldn't get off that ladder fast enough to change stations. Since that day, of course, there have been other broadcasters like Limbaugh, people with angry rants to offer to both sides of every issue. Since that time, of course, those opinionated people have engulfed the airwaves. Their rants are everywhere, all the day and night time, and we flock to the ones we believe in to reinforce our own biases. I miss the days of one or two trusted news broadcasters, people we all believed in as they related facts, not fake news, not instant news, but real news, told without bias, after a bit of time to evaluate. This is Lynn Hughes from Cimarron.
The Radio Readers Book Club is an on-air, online community of readers exploring themes of interest to those who live and work on the high plains.
10,000 words swarm around my head, 10 million more in books written.